Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, we bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, did you know the average response time for online inquiries is 47 hours? That's brutal. Our online AI-powered assistants respond on average within 9 seconds. If speed to lead is important to you, and it should be because the majority of your customers, about 80%, move on if you don't get back to them within 5 to 10 minutes. You need to get your AI-powered assistant installed today. It takes less than 5 minutes to set up, and it requires absolutely no tech skills whatsoever. You can go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Luis Garcia. Luis is a seasoned international executive with over 25 years of experience in technology, digital media, and education. He specializes in driving new ventures and products to rapid growth by building effective teams that harness innovation, technology, and creativity to solve complex problems. He is the president of Peat, an Orlando-based tech startup that offers a suite of cost-effective and customizable solutions that enable organizations to deliver personalized workforce learning at scale. Luis, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
I like a combination of behaviors that I try to embody every day. First is to be curious, and I think in the world that we live today, it's important. There are a million solutions to problems, so curiosity is very, very important. I think humility is also important because we get attached to our own ideas, and sometimes we have to discard those ideas to get into other solutions.
What? My
And
ideas are perfect. What are you talking
exactly.
about, man?
Except for you, Josh. You can just use your ideas. And the third behavior is self-motivation, is to be driven. So I think that if you are curious, you'll find answers. And if you have humility, you'll discard the ideas that don't work. And if you are driven, you won't stop.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so I'm curious, one of the things that you specialize in, one of the things that you talk about is incorporating AI into the workforce. And
Yes.
I own an AI company. I'm passionate about this, but there's a tripping block for a lot of people. I've found, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Luis, but 80 to 90% of business owners and entrepreneurs would self-identify as not tech savvy. And just using the term generative AI, like generative, that's a big long word, man. I don't know about that. Could you just take a second, first of all, break down what that even means? And then let's dive into, well, how do we incorporate AI into our workforce, into our business?
So what we found is that growing organizations are always in need of training. In fact, in the hybrid workspace that we now work on, and training is even more critical as people are not having encounters in that where somebody can give you a tip or how to get somewhere, and we're not having people in rooms getting trained in specific things. So I've been in digital education for a very long time, and when you break the process of being taught by a human being in real time, the materials that you use for training become the teacher. But creating materials for training is actually very hard. Creating materials that effectively teach is actually really hard. So we use AI to translate your expertise into materials for training that are optimized for that. And most experts,
And
go
you
ahead.
said something that was really important there that I think we need to go back and revisit, because creating training materials is only part of the solution. The other part of the solution is you have to create training materials that are effective. And
Correct.
most of us skip that step.
Yeah, and even to take it even one step further, is that how do we know people actually learned? And that can we actually make that a statement? So historically, people take tests, some way of question answer formula that if you don't ask all the questions, that you don't know if you master the material. And also the whole answering question answer process in the form of a test is a very artificial situation. That situation doesn't exist in the real world. You don't get a problem fully framed, that you have only a
four
certain
possible
amount of time.
Solutions.
Yeah, yeah. Only a one set of solutions that you can ask anybody. So really the more effective way would be if somebody takes the time to ask what you're doing with me right now. You ask a question, I give you an answer. You ask deeper, I give you an answer. And then we can make sure that we go through the whole range of what it's called learning outcomes of a particular course. But you can't really do that at scale. Even in the classroom traditional format, a single teacher could not have in-depth conversations with every learner to make sure they learn. But with generative AI, we can. So if we use your expertise and create a knowledge base to create materials for training, we can use the exact same information, the exact same knowledge base to have a digital agent ask you questions about the material, personalized to you, and then dig in and even put you through situations that have to do with what you need to learn and assess, evaluate your learning by doing that. So those are the two problems that we tackle with generative AI. How do we create materials, translate expertise into training materials that are effective? And then how do we use tools that would effectively measure your understanding of the material?
And so this is interesting. So I used to be a teacher myself a long time ago, 100 years ago. And this was before even smartphones, you know. So and what I'm hearing from you now is I can kind of upload a database of everything that I know and everything I want you to know. And then the AI can interpret that database and say, okay, I'm going to start asking you questions, and it will be able to probably assess my level of understanding of the topic. Is that right?
That's exactly what it is.
And then based on some rules that we set for the AI, then we say, okay, once you've assessed that John is at a level 3, your job is to work with him to get him to a level 4.
So that last piece, I just so perceptive, is the next stage. Now that I assess your learning, could I actually create a mini course on the fly to assess your learning gap right there and then? Mm. We're not there yet. We are very
good. But you're almost there, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. Definitely in the roadmap.
But that's the next step, right?
That's the next
figuring
step.
Out. And for those who are listening, I have the advantage of, again, being pretty knee deep in AI stuff. And so I'm only barely able to hang on to what Luis is saying here. But what I do know is you can train AI to extract insights from content and data. So as an example, you can feed it 10 emails that you wrote, and you can say, and assess the tone and style of my writing and give me feedback on that. Tell me what my tone and style is. And then you can go and say, all right, now write me a 250-word article on my area of expertise. Use these tone and style points, because you already got the machine to say, oh, I understand you. You write like this. Okay, then just tell it to write like you. So the same way, what I understand is, okay, I want you to assess John and tell me, here's the criteria. Here's what level John is at. Tell me where he's at so that we know how we can best help him. Is that kind of, I'm just breaking it down into like fifth grade.
You're breaking it down really well. One area that we do it in addition to what you're saying is that if it's important for you to personalize as an expert that knowledge in a way that it came from you, we will even clone your voice and then use it as part of the instructional material. So it is your narration. So yeah. In the world where anybody can create content, it's so easy now with ChatGPT and tools like that, your point of view is the most important thing.
That's right.
And we have to be able to capture not only that expertise and that knowledge and that point of view, but also your voice and your tone to deliver that message.
That's right, because sometimes it matters how you deliver what you say. It changes the meaning entirely.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's fascinating. And so who is this a really good fit for?
This is a great fit for growing organizations, say in the hundreds of employees, that have velocity of training or velocity of hiring, which triggers velocity of training. And usually organizations at that size do not have the kind of budget to justify creating a training department, a learning and development department with trainers and instructional designers and this, and you know, graphic designers and videographers and all that kind of stuff. So what they do is that they just stumble and kind of like patch it up with using some of their leaders and some of the experts to in trying to try to for them to become trainers. So this solution is specifically designed for that kind of organization.
Makes sense. And so could you provide just one or two examples of what would be a skill or an application that a business may use this generative AI training for?
Yeah, so great. So sometimes you get surprised about how people use your solution. And so one of our early customers was a Major League Soccer team. Okay. And now here in Orlando, our team is the Orlando City Soccer, and also the Orlando Pride for the female team, and they own their stadium, the Intercoast Stadium. And this kind of organization will have only 50, 60 employees, but on game day, they have 250 employees and the people that only come to serve on the game. And this floating employee population has very little access to training because it's very complicated to get these people at the same day, at the same time, because they're floating throughout the season. So it's not very cost effective either to do it in traditional ways. It's not even effective or cost effective to do it. Mm-hmm. So they just didn't do it and did very little of it. So they came to us and say, can we use your solution to create a small courses that we can then distribute to these workers? And even if they change throughout the year, they can still take them and we can track them. So when they arrive to game day, they know a lot more than than what today they know. So that was a surprise to us. So once we announced that partnership with a MLS team, then across a few blocks down the road, there is the Kia Center where the Orlando Magic play, the NBA team, and it's like, we got the exact same problem. And then they came into us and say, we need to teach these people about safety, security, and customer service, and it's just not cost effective to create a course for them, but with our solution, they can. So a problem that they were not even thinking that they could solve, our solution was able to deliver for them.
That's awesome. And so where can we go to learn more about this and get involved?
Yeah, so we have the best domain in the world is pete.com.
Boom.
Can't forget about that. It's pete.com. You can go there and request a demo, drop us a line. We'll call you right back to set up a demonstration, see if this our solution is good for your organization.
Pete.com. And so I'm not going to ask you to dispel all of your secrets about how you acquired that domain name, but it's maybe a little pig, you know.
You know, you will think that we had a really good deal because it happened to be for sale at the time that the person that owned it really needed to sell it. And the broker that we used was friend both ways. It was friend. So we were able to get a very good deal being on a startup, how we use our dollars is very, very important.
Definitely.
So we have a pretty good deal for it.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Luis Garcia from Pete.com. And every time I was going to say your name, I kept wanting to call you Pete. Like, this is Pete. That's not
happens
Pete,
a
that's
lot.
Luis. For those of you who want to learn more about your out of the box training department on AI, you can go to Pete.com. And for those of you who are on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost sales, cut costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, Anabots will build a custom AI powered sales and marketing assistant for your business so that you can close more deals and get more done in less time. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. That's it. Get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.